Thermal Runway, a Doctor Who short story by Matt Smart, Part 2. At last, some excitement, Ace thought. She was therefore quite surprised when the Doctor disappeared through another door instead. That door was clearly the door to the toilets, though the symbols denoting it were a little too graphic for Ace's taste. A biology lesson in picture form had not been on Ace's to-do list for the day. Pausing only briefly to consider what the third gender symbol meant, she raced after the Doctor. In the toilets, Ace found the Doctor leaning against a wall with a crumpled piece of paper in one hand and a felt tip in the other. "Doctor, what are you doing?" she asked exasperatedly. "I'm making a sign," the Doctor answered, as though it was obvious. "It's for the end cubicle. If my memory serves me correctly, which I'm sure it does, it should say, 'Toilet blocked, engineer called.' In Chicky, of course." Ace pondered on this. "Shouldn't we be next door with the scary danger signs?" "Ace, warring aliens I can deal with, but mindless bureaucracy and middle management tire me. If we went blundering into that room now, we would have to wear lab coats and safety spectacles and gloves and ear defenders and those elasticated things that go over your shoes and..." "Okay, okay," Ace interrupted, knowing that the Doctor had barely started his list. "So what do we do?" "We wait in the end cubicle till everyone has gone home, then we'll have the place to ourselves," the Doctor replied. Ace thought the Doctor seemed overly proud of what was, after all, a very basic plan. Having attached a sign to the cubicle door with some chewing gum, they went inside. Fortunately, there was a ledge behind the toilet they could sit on. It was cold, but after sitting in the sun, Ace was glad of this. She was never sure how much the Doctor thought things up on the spur of the moment and how much he carefully planned. Had the Doctor known there was going to be a ledge, or had he thought the two of them would spend several hours standing on the toilet seat? Obviously, there was no point asking him. "So why are we here, then? On Chicky, I mean," Ace whispered once she had got comfortable. "Because of this," the Doctor replied, handing Ace a scorched piece of circuit board. "I borrowed it from the Galactic Museum on Hejad. Chicky is a planet about to destroy itself because of that. And do you know what it is?" Of course Ace didn't know what it was. She hated it when he made her play games like this. But she had a guess anyway. "A piece of some sort of bomb?" "Worse than that," he answered. "It's a part of this power plant. A part that shouldn't exist. It's far too advanced for the people of Chicky, and it is because of this power station that everyone on Chicky is going to die, because of thermal runaway." "What's thermal runway?" Ace asked. "Thermal runaway is when something gets hot, and because it gets hot, it gets even hotter. Chicky has always been a hot planet, but up to now only the rich have had, I guess you would call it, air conditioning. But now this power station is going to produce massive amounts of cheap energy, and everyone will be able to afford to stay cool." "But that's a good thing, right? That'll stop the thermal runaway," Ace retorted. "Unfortunately, air conditioning doesn't work like that. Air conditioning doesn't produce cool air. It just pumps the heat outside, and in the process produces more heat. As the planet gets hotter, more people buy air conditioning, produce more heat, and turn up their air conditioning even more. This goes on, and in 20 years' time, this planet's protective atmosphere will boil away into space, and the twin suns will kill every remaining living thing on this planet." The Doctor paused, took off his hat, and scratched his head. It was as if the enormity of the situation had hit him for the first time. "We are here to find out why, and if we can, stop it from happening." At that moment, a guard burst into the toilets. The draft dislodged the Doctor's sign, which landed face down on the floor, sticking halfway under the cubicle door. The guard checked the cubicles one at a time before he stopped outside the end cubicle. The Doctor and Ace held their breath as the guard banged on the cubicle door. To be continued.